Tinder Taxi, Sexy Erotica by Leah Lynn. Narrated by Christina May. A great portion of the day has passed, but I still feel haggard. My body is sluggish, and I still have a hangover. I drag myself to the kitchen sink. I let the water run until it gets cold. Then I gulp down two large glasses. The liquid moistens my throat so quickly that it feels as if I'm suffocating. I gasp for air. I feel the water streaming into every cell in my body. I blow a lock of hair away from my forehead. I feel a little bit better, though still by no means great. I guide my body back to the sofa and collapse onto it. I stare at the remnants of the party on the table and gawk at the liquor drops at the bottom of the glasses until I get dizzy. I try convincing my brain that I ought to tidy up a bit. After all, it wasn't yesterday, but the day before that we celebrated my 30th birthday. My brain is still in complete siesta mode. Even in the moments when it managed to send a spark down my biological system, calling it to action, my muscles complain. Not one of them agrees that it's time to buck up and carry my body towards cleaning. I shift my gaze from the glasses on the table to a freakishly loud fly on the wall. Nothing else happens. I try not to feel sorry for myself. As it has happened so often before, I don't feel like wallowing in the thought that it is exactly these moments of silence, these pockets of nothingness, when it's most obvious that I don't have a boyfriend to cuddle with. I clear my throat. I moisten my lips. I take a deep breath. "Come on, Missy," I remember Mia drawling through the haze of the bubbly when I complained about my repeated dating failures. "You don't know how lucky you are. You can do exactly what you want, not like the rest of us, chained hand and foot." "Chained?" Ida giggled, waggling her eyebrows. Mia ignored the dominatrix comment, fixing her wobbly gaze on me. "Anyways, you're too great to be single for very long, so," she said. "I'm 30, I interjected. 30. I know, and 40 is the new 30. So you just turned 20. And who wants to commit at such a young age?" Mia continued, glancing down at her wedding ring. Ida emptied another bottle, pursed her lips, and whistled the Batman theme. "Mia is right," she said. "Look on the bright side. Date, fuck, love. Not necessarily in that order. But don't go on stumbling around like you were wearing a blindfold. If you're going to be blindfolded, let it be under more enjoyable circumstances." Mia rolled her eyes, but kept delivering the message. "That's what I mean. You don't have to be suspended from meat hooks in some derelict basement, but the world is full of adventure. Use the time to have some fun. Love won't come until it comes. Party hard until then. No one ever did that and wished they hadn't." I raised my glass and sat up straight. I clicked my tongue, but I didn't have the energy to disagree with them, mostly because I knew they were probably right. It was stupid to just lie about waiting for something I knew wouldn't happen, and no damage would be done if I spent my time enjoying myself a bit. That was the reason why I downloaded Tinder in the first place. But I've yet to have my first memorable experience with that app. Not that nothing happened, far from it. But, well, I'm just getting tired of gearing up for something awesome and then dealing with the ensuing disappointment. The fly is still buzzing like mad. I try glaring at it to death, unsuccessfully. Instead, it takes flight and heads for the ceiling. Like a victorious boxer making his way to the middle of the ring to be applauded. I refuse to give the tiny bastard any more attention and let my eyelids fall shut. I've mentally prepared myself. I heaved a deep sigh and logged on to Tinder once again. But the guy with the crooked smile, the one I've been trying to set up a meeting with for weeks, still hasn't written me back.